This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. And to any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people who are listening today, we acknowledge that this land was never ceded, no treaty was ever signed, and that it always was, and always will be, Aboriginal land.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
On Joy 94.9.
This episode of Triple Bypass is all about boundaries, baby. Boundaries and consent and how they fit together. I'll be joined by some powerful babes from a tomboy Melbourne to talk us through why setting boundaries is so important, and not just in our romantic and sexual relationships either. All that and more coming up here on the show that puts the B in LGBTI. Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. And now, here's Girls, Girls, Boys by Panic at the Disco, a.k.a. Brendan Urie. He's the only one left.
Better off alone. But if you change your mind, you
Hello, that was Girls, Girls, Boys by Panic at the Disco. I'm Ruby, and I'm here to bring you your weekly fix of Bi-Plus community goodness on Triple Bi-Plus. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask for tonight? Because we're talking all about consent and boundaries. And if you want to ask some questions, this is the time to do it. You can get in touch by emailing us at onair@joy.org.au or texting on 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949. You can also find us on our socials, Facebook, Triple Bi-Plus, Instagram, Triple Bi-Plus Joy, and you can email us at any time at triplebypass@joy.org.au. And now it's time for the latest in Bi-Plus community news. Beep, 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 beep. I asked for them to, like, to find, like, a little news beep, and I made one myself because they didn't do it for me. A new study has shown that animals, turns out, are really super queer. Same-sex behaviour is the norm for most animals. Researchers have found that there are homosexual acts in over 1,500 different species, including crabs, snakes, monkeys and lions. The ancient ancestors of all modern animals, including humans, may have been very bisexual and engaged in homosexual acts rather than purely heterosexual as thought. A new study has revealed. What a shock. Homosexuality in animals is widespread, and new research from Yale University suggests it may have just been a part of animal behaviour from the beginning. Researchers believe that rather than evolving after heterosexuality as previously thought, bisexual behaviour was part of our earliest DNA. Who previously thought that? Hets. That's it. I've answered my own question. That was an obvious one. But sometimes you have to ask the obvious questions, like, do those two male lions really like each other, or is it just a one-night thing? How will we ever know? And what about crabs? How do crabs flag? They have no pockets. I'm here by myself in the studio at the moment, but I've got two guests coming up. But as you can tell, I'm making conversation that way. The other excellent news story is that Kesha's opened up about being polyamorous. Now, she's been with her boyfriend for 6 years, and has said that, you know, and has previously come out as being bisexual, but every time it's mentioned, it does still seem to be opening up about her bisexuality as opposed to just talking about her relationships and people having assumed otherwise because she is in a steady relationship with a guy. However, her relationship is not monogamous. Kesha has, again, opened up about being bisexual in the music industry and has revealed that she practices ethical non-monogamy. She's actually releasing a new song soon called Kinky, in which she was talking about exploring her relationship. And then she added, it's about how everything is fine as long as we're honest with each other. That's what the understanding we have, a kinky understanding is what it's called. As long as there are no secrets, no lies, no hiding anything, let's just have fun. That seems to be relatively on topic with what we're going to be trying to talk to you about today, which is about communication and also when to say, maybe that's not so fun, maybe we shouldn't do that. Or when to say, wonderful, but it'd be more fun for me if you did it like this or like that. And I guess for me, my idea of consent for a long time has always been revolving around sex and use and consent in sex and needing to flag no means no and yes means yes. And then, of course, I think there's been a lot of discussions in, especially in queer circles where friendships and relationships start to quickly blur together, around how boundaries and consent are things that should be enforced and talked about in every interaction we really have. And it's not a matter of pushing people away, but a way of making sure that you're both feeling comfortable in a closeness that is comfortable for you. So again, if you'd like to have a chat with us about this, it's a great night to ask some questions because we've got some experts and a returning guest. But they'll be coming up first on theme once again. We have this song, New Rules by Dua Lipa, coming up on the show that brings the B in LGBTIQA+, Triple Bi-Plus on Joy 94.9.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Pick up the phone, you know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules. pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
Nowhere to turn.
Nowhere
to turn.
No. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never loved.
He doesn't love me, so I tell myself. I tell myself, I do, I do, I do.
One, don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Him out again, free. Don't be a stranger. Know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
That's right. That was Rules by Dua Lipa, which I think I'm mispronouncing. And you're tuned into Triple Bypass. It's your weekly Bisexual Plus radio takeover. I'm Ruby, and tonight we're going to be setting some boundaries. But don't worry, it's not about distance. In fact, it might even bring us closer together. How? Well, I'm actually not an expert, but I brought some with me tonight. Renee from Tomboy Melbourne is back in the studio. Hi, Renee.
Hi, dolls.
Renee is a bisexual poly woman who produces Tomboy events for LGBTIQA women and non-binary folks. Tomboy is all about building safe spaces for human connection with sexual empowerment and liberation for women and the people they love. Renee recognises that this needs to be done in crafting social spaces, but acknowledges the gaps in sex and relationship education for women and non-binary people. Say hi, please.
Hi, please. Well, I was like, oh, that sounds familiar. Then I remembered I wrote it.
You did. It's always weird hearing your own bias back to you, isn't it? It's like, yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Did I do that?
I'm pretty happy with it, actually. Thanks.
And we're also joined by Sydney George. You can say hi too.
Hi.
Sydney is originally from San Francisco and recently moved to Melbourne. She's trained in sex information and rape trauma services to provide non-judgmental, unbiased information regarding sexual health, sexuality, and crisis counselling to individuals via face-to-face or through hotline services. Now, you might have guessed from that we probably will be touching on a few topics to do with sexual assault tonight. So that's not your cup of tea. You're very welcome to tune out or maybe wait till the podcast comes out later so you can skip past these bits if you want to. But if you do have a question for our guests, you can email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427JOY949. Now, paper. So the reason we have Sydney and Renee in is because, actually, I'm going to save that as a secret. You'll find out later. First, Sydney, we're going to talk a bit about your background and why you're starting to talk a lot about boundaries and consent. So firstly, what brought you all the way to Australia from San Francisco, which is, from what I hear, a bit of a queer mecca?
The mecca.
The mecca.
It's beautiful. I miss it so much. I came originally to do my master's and, you know, I got interested in just doing boundaries and consent work because supporting sexual assault survivors, whether on the phone or in person and in their interviews, I thought it was just like, it honestly just meshed together so perfectly. And, you know, like, I supported people as young as, like, 4 years old up until, like, 60. And even just, like, the phone calls that I'd have, like, a lot of people didn't recognize when you know, their boundaries had been crossed, or they recognized after they had already been crossed. And so I wanted to do the work of how can we, like, instill in people, like, wait, hold on, let me slow something down, let me, like, remove myself from a situation to, like, better feel, like, to just feel better about any, like, you know, sexual interaction, like, relationship with friends, parents, like, all of that. Boundaries and consent are super important.
So it was kind of a common theme that was coming up in these conversations. So people, if they can, and if we can recognize them before they're crossed, it's probably a lot less dramatic.
Exactly.
Mm. And Renee.
Hi.
Why are you here?
Well, it's always good to be back in the Joy Studios. Yes. As one of the Joy Volleys. So basically, I suppose for me, boundaries and consent is something that once I integrated it into my life, actually changed my life considerably for the better. And so I recognized that having done some work on boundaries and consent myself and being in the tomboy space, I noticed that there's a lot of people within that space and in that community that maybe haven't had any work in that space and how it could really be helpful to offer that. And I suppose when we're opening up a space that is encouraging of relationships and open relationships and kink and all of that, it's important for us to also remember that there needs to be education surrounding that as well, and not just assuming that everyone understands, you know. you have to ask someone before you touch them, you have to ask someone before you kiss them, you know, all of these things that used to be okay within those spaces. People are finally getting boundaries around. And so I realized that it was time that we launched some workshops with Tomboy to do that work and kind of offer it to people if they wanted to do that work on themselves.
And do you think it helps? Because Tomboy's now, how long have you been doing these events
for? It's a year old now.
It's a year. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it that sense as well of because you've established a level of trust from queer femmes in the community that you can trust that they can trust the workshops will be good? Because I know that those workshops around sexual boundaries and consent can, I imagine, go poorly too if there isn't a lot of established trust there already.
Yeah, and also just a workshop that's catered towards our kinds of relationships and situations. You know, if we were to go to a very generic boundaries and consent workshop, they wouldn't be touching on things like non-monogamy, and they wouldn't be touching on bisexuality, which is, as a bisexual woman in those spaces, I have witnessed a lot of biphobia and a lot of people thinking it's okay to make biphobic comments as well. And, you know, that all falls into boundaries and consent. So, I'm really happy to be on the show as a bisexual woman, but opening up a space for our community, which we've built, you know, we built this community a year ago or rebuilt, and I want everyone to feel safe.
I think that's a really interesting point because Sydney, am I correct, you identify as bi as well?
I do, yeah. Yes.
And do you think there are particular unique boundary situations that can occur when you're multigender attracted?
Definitely, but kind of like, honestly, what all I can think about is kind of just bouncing off of what Renee just said about the whole thing of, like, you have to ask somebody when you want to touch them, when you want to kiss them. And boundaries for me, like, I feel like I hear all the time, like, oh, like, if I ask somebody before I kiss them, like, it's taking, like, the sexiness out of it.
It's going to ruin the moment.
It's going to ruin the moment. But, like, actually, like, do you like it when I kiss you here? Do you like it when I kiss you there? Like, how hard?
Or that's hot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it makes it so much hotter that someone's taking the time.
Respect is so sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I suppose I wonder because, you know, navigating often in a very gendered world when you're multigender attracted can often mean that people will make assumptions around that. So knowing how to set out boundaries can be quite, so people might think saying you're bisexual is in ways kind of being forward about being a sexual person, or that you're, it's like an open invitation is a pretty common one, like the kind of fetishization that happens. So I suppose what are some boundaries we could look at setting around how to handle it when saying you're bi gets met with a, that's hot, and there's a shift in the conversation, that kind of, you know, the familiar thing of, oh, you're I can literally see the threesomes happening behind your eyes.
Yeah, the elusive unicorn, right? Yeah, they're called unicorns because they're rare. And, you know, as a bisexual woman being in a dating space, you know, you do get that assumption that you're going to want to hook up with everyone that you meet, you know. Yeah. And look, sometimes I do, and that's all right, but ask me first. And it's really simple, isn't it? But I think the main motivator for me in making this actually happen, the workshop, is that at Tomboy and in those spaces, they're very body positive, and we encourage people, if they would like to get their breasts out and their chests out, that they can. Cover up nipples, of course, but
it's the law.
And I've noticed in those spaces that there have been instances where people have touched other people's bodies, and I can't personally protect everyone, and people need to take responsibility of their own actions as well. And sometimes just a simple conversation is all it takes, but it shouldn't have to get to that, you know. And people need to take responsibility for their own actions. Yeah.
I suppose that's one area of boundaries, but what about boundaries in friendships, for example? Like often in queer spaces, particularly when you've got a lot of friends who are also bi and poly, lines between what kind of affection or what kind of love I'm feeling for people can be blurred. Like, do I have a crush on you? And if I do, is it a romantic crush or a platonic crush or a sexual crush? And how do I talk about this? And how do we all feel comfortable with each other? So is that an area, I suppose, that boundaries of consent come into as well?
Oh, totally. Because I think also, like, in, like, bi friendships of, like, I don't want to ruin this relationship that I already have that is a friendship. So if you do want to explore with your friends of, like, maybe, like, setting the boundary of, like, if we both consent to this, of, like, we do it one time and then we reevaluate. Because boundaries isn't just about, like, me setting forth boundaries. It's let's negotiate and, like, work together. And
so, like, beginning an ongoing conversation.
Exactly.
And if you do want to be in the moment, that's okay too. Make out with all your friends at Tomboy, but check in afterwards, you know. Like I do, I love to make out with all my friends, but I also like to check in with everyone afterwards. And, you know, my partner also likes to make out with lots of people as well in those same spaces. And we check in with each other, we check in with our friends, we check in with those people. And that's also as important as negotiation, yeah.
And so how do you start a conversation about boundaries? If it's to say it's an established friendship, how do you suddenly start bringing up, we need to talk about boundaries? Because it can sound a bit scary, like someone's putting up boundaries against you, like it's a wall. So what are some tips around that?
Like, let's for example, just like a time boundary of like, hey, like I've had a very busy week. I'm feeling emotionally drained, but I want to be there for your birthday. Like, I'm coming and I want to be there for you, but I'm going to need to leave after 2 hours because I need to leave. I need to reconnect with myself, like anything like that. And then it opens the conversation for the other person to be like, thank you. I appreciate that you're showing up for me. And I respect that you also need to like care for yourself and care for your body. And you can't do that if you're constantly just giving to other people like 24/7.
And if your friends are being honest with you and setting boundaries, you should really respect them and thank them for that as well. That's a great friend thing to do. Yeah.
But I imagine as well, it would probably be easier to then, to hear if someone says that, to then be like, oh, well, next time I'm feeling really tired, I don't just have to push myself to go to this party and stay all night, even when I'm exhausted. Because
exactly.
It sounds like it's okay for us to do this without it being I don't hate you. In fact, we're really good friends.
Yeah.
I'm just very tired and overstimulated.
Yeah, obligation can be really unhealthy.
Yeah, well, I think any kind of people-pleasing behaviours, which is really common in queer spaces, and for any people who've experienced marginalisation and trauma to try and appease, to avoid conflict. So being able to find ways where we can have those hard conversations, because how do you work past the discomfort of that fear of, if I set a boundary, what if they don't want to have that conversation, or they're not ready to meet me and talking about, hey, we're very close, but when this happens, it doesn't make me feel okay? Or how do you move past that discomfort?
Well, kind of like what you already brought up, the whole thing with people pleasing, like in the work that I've done and the research that I've looked at, like people that either people pleased for their parents, usually people please in their later relationships, and usually have a hard time setting boundaries because they're just like, I want to be there for somebody else versus I want to be there also for myself. So I think just to handle with that discomfort is to recognize that if anybody shuts you down or gets angry when you address a boundary, that person is not healthy in any shape or form. And the people that love you will be willing to listen and just work through those boundaries and make sure that everybody's comfortable in any type of relationship.
And like anything, the more you practice it, the easier it gets.
This is true. I celebrate my fourth year at Joy today.
Congratulations. Oh,
happy
all
4 years.
All the practicing of talking. I just was that was what I was getting into. I practice talking so much, so I hope I'm okay.
You do it very well, Ruby.
Thank you. It's interesting because I know that boundaries are a lot of conversations that come up with my neurodiverse friends and, like, you know, around my own autism, around knowing it's okay to say, actually, I can't do this right now, or I would really need you to change this for this to work better, or you can't touch me right now, mm-hmm. and not to take it personally. And I think that in the immediate response of, oh, this is personal, they don't like me anymore, or I've done something wrong, and the kind of anger and deflection that can come from that is one of the hardest things to work through. Mm. So we're going to talk about it in its own segment after this little break, and we're going to be playing Brittany Howard's Stay High. Now, Renee, you chose this one.
Yes. Always been a big fan of Alabama Shakes. Brittany is a total queen, and now she's released her own music singing about girls. Yeah.
The best. That's Brittany Howard, Stay High. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. That's right. This is Joy 94.9. That was Stay High by Brittany Howard, and I'm Ruby here on Triple Bypass, the show that's all about putting the multigender attraction back on the menu and embracing that wonderful rainbow. We've got a B for the bis. We've also got a P for pansexuals and a Q for queers and for questioning and two E's for everybody else. We're not about gatekeeping. That ain't our jam. Anyway, I've been joined by Sid and Renee this evening, of course, Renee, you might have heard before, the incredible founder of Tomboy Melbourne. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, there's a whole podcast about it. And you can find that podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts, iTunes is dead now. R.I.P. Apple Podcasts, where all good podcasts are found. We've been chatting about boundaries, setting them, why it's important, and maybe some areas that and how to get over the tricky conversations about how to start bringing up what your boundaries are. And don't forget, you can, if you want to talk about this, or maybe you've got an example of when you've been able to assert a boundary or when you wished you could have, you can email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427 569 949. Now, while that song was playing, which was a wonderful choice by Renee, we had a bit of a chat about the tomboy community because it is a year old now. And a little while ago, Renee decided to make things a little kinkier with Tomboy After Dark.
Yeah, so I think the inspiration for that was I want a safe space where I can go and play with other women and non-binary folk and get kinky but feel like I'm not being preyed upon. And my experience of going to many kink events here in Melbourne have been very much that. So I thought, as a little trial, once Tomboy was on a break over wintertime, we would try to do Tomboy After Dark, which was a huge success. And you were there, Ruby.
I was.
Yeah, and there was a lot of flesh and there was a lot of leather and mesh and rubber and all sorts. And
and aftercare.
And, oh, look,
it was so lovely.
Yeah.
Like watching the spanking and then like the water bottle afterwards. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Two of my very good friends did a spanking performance on stage, but it was mostly supposed to be kind of happening whilst people danced, and all 400 of the people there just stood and watched the entire performance. And I was like, wow. So many of these people in this room have never got to experience this in a safe space before. And it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. And, you know, I explained at the beginning, these two people love each other. I just want you to know that. They're married before you watch this and think that they're trying to hurt one another. And for a lot of our community, they haven't been in a place that has made them feel safe to explore kink. And, you know, kink as a word and fetish as another word, people find them quite overwhelming and scary and a bit isolating. So opening up a space that was lightly about kink but just about sexual liberation more so, and a safe space, was really wonderful. And we will definitely be doing another one for anyone who's been asking, probably in winter again. But something we did do there, I was nervous because I thought, you can't gatekeep everyone that's going to attend the event, Renee, so how are you going to make sure everyone stays safe? So we worked with the people from Curious Creatures, and they had put together these wonderful consent cards. And we had these consent cards strewn around the venue for people to take a look at, because a lot of people don't even know how to use a safe word or what a safe word is as well. So we did a bit of a quick spiel on safe words using the traffic light system, which is red means no, yellow means slow down, maybe not, and green means yeah, go for it. And it's a very simple strategy to put into place if you're new to kink. But some of the things that were on the consent cards, which is a great way for people to open up conversation in a space, even if it is if you just want to make out with someone. So question one, how are we doing? Question two, what's a brief description of what you're planning to do tonight? Question three, why is this play interesting to you or me? What kind of experience are you or I after? Have you done this kind of play before? Can we check in mid-play using a scale of 0 to 10 to gauge how it's going, where 3 to 4 is warm-up, 6 to 7 sustainable play? If everything's going well, what is our upper limit for intensity? What are our safe words? As I said, green, yellow, red. Can we leave marks, bruises and scratches? And that's kind of coming into the more hardcore side of things. But I guess in those spaces, a lot of the time, people assume that it's going to be really hardcore and scary and all of that. But most of us are engaging in kink all the time with our lovers, you know, spanking, for example. So I think consent and boundaries can be applied to all aspects of life, and it's really important that you do so. But as part of Tomboy and the brand, we really would like to open up those spaces that make women and non-binary folk feel really safe to do that.
Do you think a lot of the time, much like, honestly, with bisexuality and women and femme-presenting people, the way kink is portrayed is often in a pretty heteronormative, pretty often misogynistic way?
Yes.
And I suppose that can, if that's people's only experience or exposure to it, it can be seen as a really terrifying thing.
Yes, because men are more dominant. That means that men should be dominant, right? And a lot of people assume that. And porn portrays that a lot as well, you know. So it's really interesting for people to just be aware of how these dynamics can look, these power play dynamics, yeah.
And that they often do involve lengthy conversations about mm-hmm. setting boundaries. That's mm. it. That mm-hmm. was a tangent. Over to you. We're talking as well about, that's like, we're looking at boundaries in places around kink. And I think consent in those spaces is something that we kind of get why it's important, like why you'd need to have safe words. Mm-hmm. But boundaries, of course, can come up in other spaces. So I was wondering, since you've obviously been on a journey of understanding boundaries to the point where you can start teaching them and training people in them, and we're going to be talking about how and what that will involve soon, but what have been some ways that you've been able to start asserting boundaries that have made your relationships better?
With my, like, partner specifically, just, like, talking about my own experiences with, like, sexual assault, asking if he has space to even talk about it in that specific time and moment, because if something's coming up for me, and obviously I understand that he wants to be there for me, but I need to recognize, like, hey babe, like, I'm feeling this way about this situation, like, do you have the space and capacity to be there for me emotionally in the way that I want you to be there, versus, like, just expecting that someone's going to be able to give me what I need. And then usually in those moments, if he's not able to give me what I need, but he gave it to me anyways, I'm just like, that's not what I wanted. So I think boundaries goes two ways of, like, asking if someone is there and has that space and capacity. And then also on the opposite end, being like, hey, this is too much for me. And so I think there's definitely, like, a delicate balance between, like, going back and forth in the conversation, and that everybody, it's not just one person gets boundaries, it's both people, or if you're in a poly relationship, everybody gets boundaries, and everyone, like, should be given space to communicate those boundaries in a safe space.
And that's what, you know, that goes back to the idea of enthusiastic yes.
Exactly.
That shift we're trying to have around conversations around consent, where it's not just about getting a no, it's about looking for if they're actually really giving it to you because they want to, or because they feel like they need to, or because they mm-hmm. feel like it's owed. But I suppose I one of the experiences I've had with boundaries recently was I went to a queer D&D day. Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you elaborate?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Nerd.
yeah. And we had, and these were, like, it was my first time playing with people I didn't know. And so all the tables were set up, and it was like a dungeon master. Surprisingly, not a kink thing for us.
Sounds hot.
It can be. I'm all about the cerebral engagement. but so we were all sitting around. We didn't know each other, and so usually there's often a lot of talk in those spaces as well. That, like, what topics are we okay at talking about? What themes do we want to look at? We didn't have time to do that in these spaces. So there was a little square with a cross in the middle of the table. And the idea was that if there was ever something that was being introduced, or if somebody was, like, you know, playing in character in a way that made you uncomfortable, you could just tap the cross and things would stop. And there was that sense of, oh, you wouldn't really think about needing this in a very nerdy setting. But again, it was that sense of, it made everyone just feel a bit safer to know that they weren't going to have to go along with things they didn't want to go along with, whether that was, you know, trying to negotiate how hard they want to be spanked, or negotiating if they really want their high elf bard to flirt with this half-orc barbarian.
I'm going to pretend I know what you're talking about, Matt.
It's actually very similar, just to...
yeah, just apply it differently.
Mine involves more dice.
You know, up until about 2 years ago, I don't think I had any boundaries at all. And that, coming from a place like Northern Ireland where there's lots of religion and whatnot, I think you're always taught to be a yes person, to say yes to everything, to be a good girl and do the right thing. And a lot of the time that's the assumption, that when someone asks you to do something, you always say yes. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes a default and you don't even realize you're doing it. And then once you start to practice it, you're like, oh my God, I've been doing all this shit I didn't want to do. Like, I didn't have to do that. What was I thinking? You know, so even just being able to say no, like having that power to say no, is life-changing.
Absolutely. And do you think that with... I think that I didn't grow up in Northern Ireland, but I feel that growing up as being socialized as a girl and also being autistic and not knowing it, so having a lot of issues with around friendships, and that you do whatever you can, mm-hmm. so you have to say yes. And, mm-hmm. Or even just as much as, like, hugging your relative when you don't really want to.
Oh, yeah.
The lessons that can kind of teach us about our ownership of our bodies and stuff. Sid, how do we start to unlearn those things if it's so foreign to us to know how to say no and set boundaries? What are some ways we can start to think about what we actually do want if we haven't really thought about it before?
That's a lot of just self-exploration, honestly. And really going off of what you just said, like being socialized as a girl, I feel like growing up, I wasn't given the opportunity to say no or give a strict no. It was always maybe not right now, or
apologize after.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's like the biggest thing that I want to push with this workshop, of like, you don't have to be apologetic. Of like, I obviously want everybody to be safe, and if a situation doesn't feel safe, but like questioning why in this moment am I apologizing to you for crossing my boundaries? And it's just like so like mind-blowing to me that like I didn't realize this until like after college, when I was like, why don't I like any of these relationships?
Yeah, you don't have to feel bad about saying no. It's huge.
And you tend to be able to be a lot more honest in yourself with people when you can, hey?
Exactly.
We're going to be talking about this workshop we've kept on hinting at. We're going to do it after this song, which is Tricky. It's by Tricky. It's called New Stole, which is S-T-O-L, like the scarf, like the shawl.
This one's for sugar tits.
This one's for sugar tits on Joy 94.9.
Stole from your pockets and yes, I lied. What did you want me to do? I don't know my name and I don't care for friends. How can I take care of you? The stars left, the morning came. You know I'm just a good time girl. Leaving you lonely, I don't care at all. No, I can't be good for you. I'll become wary, you won't get to know me. But what you receive will be pure. I give you small doses cause my heart's been wasted and I can't belong anymore. It's closing time and aftermath. This heartache's been coming on slow. Warm and he's curling, our lips are enfolding. Cold on my chest as he falls. By judgments and wisdom, come to my lap, be a man. I'm off the breast and I'm learning to hunt Reggiani, yeah, he'd understand. Be bold, but don't fight me, and don't try to move me now. No need for romance to wake up the dormant, the seasons are coming around. And yes, I lied. What did you want me to do? I don't know my name and I don't care for friends. How can I take care of you? The stars left, the morning came. You know I'm just a good time girl. Leaving you lonely, I don't care at all. No, I can't be good for you. I'll become wary, you won't get to know me. But what you receive will be pure. I give you small doses cause my heart's been wasted and I can't belong anymore. It's closing time and aftermath. This heartache's been coming on slow. Warm and he's curling, our lips are enfolding. Cold on my chest as he falls.
That was New Stole by Tricky, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, and it is the bisexual show where I, solo, have taken over the studio. It was a battle and a half that I snuck in, used my invisibility powers for good. I'm joined by Sid and Renee. Renee, of course, is the founder and runner of the Tomboy events in Melbourne, which are for queer babes and all those that love them. And Sid is joining the Tomboy crew because she's going to be presenting a workshop around boundaries and consent, which we've been talking about all evening. It's been a pretty wonderful conversation around just the why you have boundaries, where you have boundaries, and how to put a boundary in place, and also how to respect someone else's boundaries, even if they can be a bit confronting sometimes, because it's what will make someone else happier. And that's really important. you've still got some time to shoot us a question before you wrap up. So email us at onair@joy.org.au or text on 0427 569 949. Now, I suppose I have now mentioned the workshop. Cat's out of the bag. Workshop's happening. Tomboy's coming back for the summer, kind of. In Melbourne, it's the spring kind of appeared for 2 days and then went into hiding again, and it is cold. And Sydney was saying before that she'd come to Australia and she thought it was going to be warm all the time. I know. It's just snow.
You came to Melbourne, doll. You come for the culture, not the weather.
Yes. Oh, I came for the weather.
So I suppose, so this workshop that you're putting on, it's the first time that you've done a workshop. We've talked a bit about why you've realised that's a really good thing to have in the tomboy space, where we're trying to encourage women and femme folk to feel more comfortable and at home and to know how to assert themselves, because we might not, if we don't know how to set our own boundaries, we might not be respecting other people's either.
100%. Mm.
So what are some details about this workshop and what will people really be expecting to get from it?
Well, the workshop is next Saturday, the 30th of November, and it's going to be held at Siteworks in Brunswick, which is 33 Saxon Street. It's just off of Sydney Road, so it's right in the thick of it. There's a lot of queer women around there, I feel.
Yep.
We haven't got many tickets left, so if you're interested, please hop online and get one. There's a few ways that you can get them. I'll let Sydney go on to the details of what the workshop's going to be about, but it starts at 12:30. Through the day and goes till about 4 p.m. So essentially the tickets are $40. If you are a student or someone who can't afford the $40 ticket, please get in touch with us. I'm happy to do a discount to get along if it's something you feel like you need. But yeah, so that's next Saturday.
Where can people find the tickets?
Well, there's a link on our Instagram in our bio. It's at tomboy_Melbourne. That's probably the easiest place to go. Or you can go on to trybooking.com or our Facebook page. There's a Facebook event as well. And the event's called Empowered by Boundaries.
And the Facebook's just, again, tomboy_Melbourne?
Or at Tomboy Party Melbourne, yeah.
Nice, there's a party in there too.
Oh, there's a party in there. Mm. Yeah, but I'll let Sydney talk a little bit more about the content of the workshop, yeah.
Just to not give a lot away, because we want you to come and we want to spend time with you. We're going to be doing a couple of activities that some of them will challenge our ideas of boundaries and even some people's boundaries in a safe space. And we're really just going to be having a conversation and making it really intimate. And, you know, we're working through this together, whether you believe you have zero boundaries or you believe you have like 100 boundaries in place. Like, we are meeting you where you're at and we just want to spend time with you.
And we're going to be doing it from a lens of LGBTIQ mental health and LGBTIQ women and non-binary folk and understanding the way that we exist in the world, you know. Yeah. It is a small workshop. There's only 20 places all up, so it's going to be intimate and you're going to be able to connect with other humans whilst you're there. It's a beautiful venue. It's also wheelchair accessible as well. So, and if you have any other accessibility needs and you would like to come along, please get in touch with us so we can make sure that it's accessible for you.
That sounds really wonderful. So again, you can find those out through the Instagram, which is Tomboy Melbourne, or
Tomboy_Melbourne.
Tomboy underscore Melbourne.
Yeah.
Or Facebook, which is Tomboy Party Melbourne.
Yeah.
Now, we've only got a few minutes left. So we've been talking about boundaries and the importance of them, but now I want to talk about something really serious to me, which is my bingo.
Oh,
ladies. I know you've peaked, but my wonderful friends at Queertown Grace and Archie have put up a buy bingo spreadsheet, and I did have to. We had to Google a few of them because turns out we are all old and out of touch with some pop culture. But we can get started. You can play along too if you'd like to, dear listeners. So, firstly, I don't know. I can't like. Do we have puns? We have puns. Who puns?
You're definitely the pun prince.
That's me. I've got one. All right. I have... No, we've got on the bottom. No, I've got to see where they are. That's how bingo works. This is an audio medium. I've just realised that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this anyway.
Head to queer.town on Instagram and you can see a visual.
Bottom left, cuff pants. Bottom middle, clumsy. Bottom top... No, not bottom top, just left top. Finger guns. Anyone got a line up there?
No.
I got clumsy.
You got clumsy? Okay.
I once stabbed myself in the eye with a pencil.
By accident.
Yes, on accident. Not on purpose.
Just a big fan of that scene from The Dark Knight and The Joker.
I don't think I've ever done finger guns. Am I missing out? Like, is that a way of connecting better with humans?
It's not. It's a way of signaling that you're really awkward and don't know how to initiate physical contact in case it's misread.
I've received finger guns before, you know, like the old...
What?
No, it's
I'm doing a
Charlie's
Angels. I'm doing a Charlie's Angels pose, but in a sexual way.
Yeah. This is more of like just like the really awkward,
like
it's awkward. It's that sense of being like you don't know if you're supposed to hug them or shake their hand because, you know, when you're bi, sometimes physical contact can, you're not sure if it's going to be read the right way. If
you obviously fancy them, right? Yeah.
Usually, it's just like, hey, how's it going, you? And you point your fingers at them and you just kind of then give them a thumbs up and then you run the hell away.
Do I need to start integrating finger guns into my life?
Never.
Please.
I don't know if I could pull it off.
The thing is, you wouldn't do it in an awkward way, so it wouldn't count. you'd make them, you already did make them extremely sexual.
I'm from Belfast. Real guns.
We also have can't sit on chairs properly. And I say that looking across at Sid, whose foot is practically up on the bench of the studio right now. Falling in love with everyone?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yes. In a heartbeat. Mm. Always.
I'm a Scorpio.
Bad at winking.
Oh, yeah. I can only wink with one eye, though.
Please do it.
That's a good wink. I think if you wink with both eyes, you end up looking kind of like silly. Again, this is terrible for radio.
Bad radio.
Also, the other one was loves a costume party.
Yes. Oh, fuck it.
Right?
I mean, hell yes.
It's after 9, it's fine. Also, awkward at social events, which you're not, Renee. You run them.
I'm like, idols. Yeah.
Me, I'm just like, hi, everyone, it's so good to see you. I have to go outside and just stay there for 20 minutes.
Yes, for some fresh air in air quotes.
Fresh air. That's definitely what it is. Look, we'll put up the information about how you can do this workshop, which is called Empowerment. Is that right?
Empowered by Boundaries.
Mm. So empower your boundaries and check it out. And if you don't happen to be in Melbourne, check out, there are often boundary and consent workshops being held in a lot of different places, both in Australia and overseas. It's become a really important thing to talk about. So find some stuff to read about that online and start that journey of what your boundaries are and how much better your life can be if you get to embrace them. We've almost wrapped up another episode of Triple Bypass. Renee, I saw, what is it? No, good.
What?
Me. I thought you were going to say something, and I'm just excited because I've got to quickly go. Anyway, we'll be back again next Tuesday. But, of course, you can find every episode of Joy as a podcast at joy.org.au/triplebypass on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, bit about Joy Nation. If you go to joy.org.au at the moment, you're going to get a pop-up talking about Joy Nation. And that's because Joy, we're trying to keep ourselves going. Our costs have risen and we are in a bit of a financial tight spot. So after 25 years of being only one of three LGBTI community radio stations in the world, we want to be able to keep going, obviously, to keep bringing content. So if you think you could be able to afford to help out, whether it's $5, 50 cents or more, please check it out and see if you can give a hand. We've got a Chuffed, which is kind of like a Kickstarter campaign going. So keep this little buy on the air. And if you've got a friend who's enjoyed listening to us, let them know about us and about our podcast, because that's what community all is about. Sharing is super cute as long as it's consensual. We exist for you, dear listeners. So send us some love if you love what we do. And again, Instagram Triple Bypass, Joy, Facebook Triple Bypass, and stay tuned because coming up next is Soul Provider. Matt is sharing songs that are taking him back to his roots. I'm Ruby. This has been Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Taking us out is the incredible Janelle Monáe with Pink. So don't miss that out. Have a wonderful night, everybody. This is Joy. Insane. So you're
fall apart. I wanna fall through the stars. Getting lost in the dark is my favorite part.
Let's count the ways we could make this last forever.
Sunny, money, keep it funky. Touch your top it, let it down.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.